I'm Mike Batchelor, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com, the new St. Charles County news website, coming soon. A Bellmead HOA board member in St. Peter's, Sophia Sullivan Ufinger, resigned after discovering the association spent over $31,000 in legal fees fighting two lawsuits over fence violations, up from just $485 spent on legal fees in 2020. The HOA is suing two homeowners for fencing in their side yards despite similar violations going unenforced elsewhere. A judge has already ruled against the HOA in one case, citing inconsistent enforcement, but the board is appealing. Meanwhile, concerns are growing over financial mismanagement, insurance coverage, and rising legal costs, prompting residents to push for a board recall and a public meeting if enough homeowners sign a petition. Following up on a story we brought to you last week, David Spears is no longer employed by the Missouri State Public Defender's Office after lawmakers pressured the agency to fire him before considering its budget proposal. Spears, hired in 2016, had previously served prison time for his role in the 2007 of the murder of his 9-year-old stepdaughter, Rowan Ford. While he pleaded guilty to lesser charges, officials argue he misled authorities during the investigation. Despite the Public Defender's Office initially defending his employment, Director Mary Fox confirmed his termination to lawmakers on Wednesday. The controversy has led to stricter hiring policies within the agency, ensuring more oversight for applicants with felony convictions. A new documentary, Queen of the Bass, will begin filming next week, telling the story of Zizi Safi, an Afghan refugee from St. Charles. Safi risked her life by aiding U.S. and coalition forces before escaping to the U.S. after Kabul fell in 2021. The project is backed by St. Louis area filmmakers who built their careers in Los Angeles and are utilizing Missouri's film tax credit to boost the state's film industry. The production will also feature the work of 10-time Emmy Award-winning cinematographer Tom McCallum. I'm Mike Batchelor, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.